All right, fun's over, Bob. Trent, he's gone in it. Wanker.
Where do we start with Trent?
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
This is episode 155 of the Bench Podcast. I'm your host, Charles. I'm DJM. Boys and girls, children of all ages, pets. Do you get me? Everything. Yeah, I'm on the ones and twos today. I got my boy T with me. T's on camera. Can you see him? Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Can you see him? He got the Lamar. He got the 8 on. I got 14 on. Do you get me? We're all repping our good numbers. I've got 10 on the back of my eyes. Well. Man, shout out, by the way.
Oh, creating.
Come on, man.
Creating out there.
Lamar on the front, you know. Come on. When's NFL season get back underway again?
Oh, man. It's
Is that like September time?
Oh, my days. Preseason, August. Like, we're waiting, man. I'm just waiting here, bro.
You're saying you got the summer to think about what you guys done. You know, mate, what you done.
Mate, unfortunate. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
You know what you done.
It's going to be a long wait, man. But hopefully, Arsenal can win the Champions League and make it good.
Hey, listen. I would like to see it. I would like to see it. And if we're in the final, by hook or by crook, I will be there.
Man said by hook or by crook.
By hook or by crook, that is so I'll be there. Yikes. I'll be in a random German bar somewhere in Munich. Yeah. Obviously, trying to get a ticket for that one is going to be absolutely peak.
Mate, might get lucky, you never know.
Fam, them are trying to get me to go out to Madrid and they're locking it off, bro. Like, you can't get someone to pattern you a ticket because they're asking for photo ID to confirm with it as well.
Oh,
they're cracking down because otherwise anyone can just try and finesse. So, obviously with these European travels, they're asking for photo ID for confirmation of ticket and all them thing there. So you can't be taking no ticket and finessing in somebody else's name.
I heard that it's going to be one of their most expensive games of the season or something like that.
What, for Madrid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
us versus us.
It's Champions League, man. It's latter stages, bro. It's a hot ticket now, man.
Is it? Is this what we're on now? This is what I've been waiting for, man. This is what I've been waiting for, bro.
For us to see, to see us against some of the best teams in the world.
Bro.
See where we're at.
All the lights are on, man. All the lights are on, fam.
I hear it. We ain't got no striker though, but
we're
gonna go in there with one arm tied behind our back,
bro.
We're vag it.
Yeah, listen, Saka's back. Let's go, man. Let's see what we can do.
Saka's back, you know.
Yeah, man. Let's see what we can do. Bro.
I'm seeing that the boy. We're all seeing pictures, you know. My man back on grass training, so it looks like he's confirmed to be back, and it seems like the plan is for him to come back for these two Real Madrid fixtures. I don't know if he'll feature in the week when we play Fulham on Tuesday night. I think that's a 7:45 or 8 o'clock kickoff. Maybe that might be a little bit too early for him. But yeah, do you want to see him back against Madrid? I think we need him back.
Yeah, I just hope it's not too early. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I think he might need some time to like get back to that level. But
would you be happy with him getting like a little 15-20 minutes at the end of the Fulham game, depending on how the game state is going?
I'd hope so. When do we have Madrid? Soon?
8th of April, and then 16th. Like, so literally, like, now.
So he's got to get a game in, really.
It's this time, it's like this time next week. Well, not this time next week, because it's the 30th of March, but like, it's very soon, bro.
He's going to have to play a game.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to play against Fulham, man.
It's them ones.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to play, especially if we want him to.
Let me just check and see if we got another game in between that. So we got Fulham on a week. That's a 7:45 kickoff, and then Everton away on the 5th.
Okay.
On a Sunday, early thing, 12:30. Actually,
okay.
Wait, that's a Saturday.
So he's got a couple of chances, I guess. But if we can get him like maybe 10, 15 minutes against Fulham, then maybe Everton, we can get him a little bit more and get him ready to go for the Madrid game. I don't know. He's gonna have to start, right?
Start. I think. See, I'm not sure. See, if he's gonna start, I think it's probably gonna be second leg.
So what? You're gonna go with Nwori then? Are we playing home first?
Yep. It's dead, innit? It's dead, innit? Bernabeu second. Same thing as Bayern last year. Where we kick it off at Argyle and then we go to theirs.
Actually, to be fair, if you want him to, I guess if you do want Ethan to play, it's going to have to be at home, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit easier for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Madrid will be a lot of pressure, especially, you know. But I guess that's how you discover the diamonds, isn't it?
I mean, we already know that Saka's a diamond. He's just got a little bit of a chip in his diamond because of that hamstring fall off the bone like a medium rare steak, fam. Clean, fam.
Bruv.
No, them ones, they're tender steak.
Bro, but let's see, man. Let's see how it plays out.
I hope that joint is all repaired. Obviously, they did say that a grade 3 hamstring is about 12 weeks out, and it's been like 3 months, literally since December that he went down. So hopefully he's followed all the procedures. Do you get me? He's doing all the little... I trust that Saka's a professional enough to not cheat on... Because when you get injured like that and you have to rehab and you have to do all the little exercises, not just the hamstring, but all the little exercises around the knee, around the calf, around the glutes to reactivate all of those muscles that you ain't been using. I trust that he is patient enough and as much of a professional enough to not cheat.
Yeah.
That process and to come back strong.
Yeah, proper, everything fixed. Well, not everything fixed, but as you know, as best as it can be, really.
As fixed can be.
Yeah, literally, literally. But yeah, let's see, man. The Starboy's back. Hopefully that's going to bring with it some luck.
It's going to be a real, real tough one against Madrid, I ain't going to lie. But hey, let's see how long we can keep it close for.
Yeah, literally.
If we can keep it close, then, you know, who knows? Fingers crossed, toes crossed, touch wood, touch head, everything, bruv. But let's not worry about that. That's further down the line. We'll get to that. Let's go on to these FA Cup games. I know obviously baseball season kicked off. There was some Premier League darts going on in the week. I know Luke Littler was doing the madness. There's MotoGP, do you get me? All these kind of things are kicking off, but nothing hits quite like a FA Cup weekend.
Nope.
Especially latter stages, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the quarters now, man. Quarterfinals have all been played. All four games have been played. And we have our semi-final draw already lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go through the quarterfinal games and how we got to certain semi-finals in Wembley, which are dated April 26th and 27th for anyone that wants to know. First game was the early game on a Saturday, Fulham versus Palace. 3-0 Palace.
That's surprising, man.
Past the pad.
Mate, that's surprising, you know. Because Palace was struggling the last time I remembered, but now all of a sudden they found some form and they're just... They're playing ball, man.
They really are, man. Obviously, they got Wharton back. Wharton was looking a bit warm in the first half.
Yeah.
Eze coming off his first international goal for England. He's obviously been in hot form. And if I'm right, I think since losing 2-1 at home to Everton on the 15th of February, they haven't lost a game.
Jesus.
Which Christ. Includes Villa. Includes Fulham as well in the league. So they've already been to Fulham and dumped it on them 2-0. Includes Crystal Palace versus Ipswich and the Millwall game, the previous round.
Oh, that, damn.
So they've been on some decent form, man. About six wins in their last six.
Well, they're not doing bad, man.
One goal conceded.
But to be fair, I like their coach, man. He did all right last season as well, bruv. I thought, okay, cool. He might be the guy to kind of take him to the next level, but as we've seen this season, it was a bit of a struggle at the start. But once Marteta and them man started to do their thing, it got a bit sticky.
Come on, man.
But he's not playing yet, is he? He's still...
He did play.
Oh, he played? Okay,
yeah, he did play.
Oh,
he's, right, got, okay. He's got the little headpiece on.
Okay. Now, good
not,
to see him, but...
It's not quite the Osimhen mask or the...
No.
Or the, you know, the Jimenez, you know, he's got the headband thing with the little,
thing on the side,
His is, I don't know who constructed that thing. He needs better construction on that one, fam. But hey, listen, yeah, he played a good 70 minutes, man. So he's pretty much back. He just got a little kick in the head. He's still fit, but.
Mate, oh my days.
He just got kung fu kicked in the head, innit? Yeah,
mate. Oh, mate. But it's good to see him back, though.
Type of settings. But yeah, man, obviously 2-0 going into the first half from Palace. I think I turned it on at about 35 minutes.
Mm.
Just as Palace scored the second goal, I was like, yo, what's going on here?
Mate.
Bad performance at home from Fulham, man.
Oh, Fulham were home as well.
Craven Cottage, bro.
What happened there?
Craven Cottage. I mean, I know that. You could say that, you know, maybe some of the players that you were looking for top performances from, like Bassey, let's say, like Iwobi, obviously they're out on international duty.
That's true.
Maybe some of them are jet lagged. Jimenez as well. Obviously, he'd probably be out there in South America or Mexico. So, you know, but
I would have still expected a little bit better, though. At least a little bit of fight, bro.
This is what I'm saying. Crystal Palace have got internationals that were away on duty as well. Eze, Guehi, do you get me? Saul, Munoz. They were all out as well. So no real excuses there. And they just didn't turn up, man. They just didn't put a good performance in. And Palace, like I said, I think going into the game with confidence of having beat them 2-0 at Craven Cottage a couple of weeks ago, probably thought, yeah, we can run that back.
Do it again.
Trust me.
Do it again. You ain't got nothing.
Trust me.
That's crazy, man.
Dumped it on them 3-0. Mateta came off on 70 minutes for Nketiah, and Nketiah sealed the deal, man. 3-0.
But when was the last time Palace played at Wembley?
The last time Palace played at Wembley?
Probably promotion time.
2022, because I think it was 2022 they were last in the semis. And then they got to the final recently, remember, against Man United.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Pardew, okay. Remember he's doing a little celebration and that when Jason Puncheon scored. Man, like Pardew with the sauce.
Okay, so not too bad, you know. They might maybe it's their time to get something from Wembley. I mean, we've seen Newcastle just there now with the Carabao Cup, so maybe they're thinking, yo, this could be our time, you know.
And now, obviously, they've booked their place. They were the first ones to book their place in the semi-finals. The second game, I think it was a 4:30 kickoff between Brighton and Bobby's like, oh, let me in. Flipping hell, man. All right, so what's up, Bob?
I'm an hour behind. I just checked my watch. It's only 7:15, fam.
Can you imagine? Clock's going forward, fam.
Oh, yeah. It's getting brighter outside, guys.
Come on, man. Do you want to just start from the top? Nah, we're not doing that, team. We're carrying on, fam.
We're cracking on, mate.
Bob's already missed Palace. Palace won 3-0.
Yeah, so, Eze's goal. Did you see his goal?
Yeah, tidy.
What a goal, bro.
He's got the confidence. I was saying to T just now, obviously, he got his first goal in the international.
Yeah, that was a good goal.
And now he just kicked on from there, man.
Yeah.
Warm, bro.
I'm loving it because me and Maz went to watch the game. So we're at Wembley. So it was pretty cool. I know Latvia are not the greatest team in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a bit of a tough nut to crack, but still, it was pretty interesting seeing it in the flesh, though. Rashford's good, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I tell you who else is good. Eze was good as well when he came on. And I tell you who else I enjoyed seeing. Jude. Oh, bruv.
Come on, man. He's a baller, man.
Fuck, you know.
I'm not going to enjoy that next month when he starts doing all that unnecessary extra shit against us.
Yeah.
In the white top and that. But yeah, let's move on to Brighton versus Forest, man. 0-0 the game ended after it was so boring. It was one of them
it's
ones
a that us not lose fest.
I was trying. Mm. I was really trying to stay awake for this one. I was really, really trying, man. But yeah, I don't know, man. It was one of them ones where I looked at the starting lineup for Brighton and I seen like a couple of players missing. Like there was no João Pedro, a couple of these, man. I was thinking, just of the two, obviously Nottingham Forest, they didn't start with Elanga or Callum Hudson-Odoi, but just...
Mm. They've done that a couple of times this season, though.
But they just looked like they had a stronger team, man. Like I just didn't know if I trusted their front five. Brighton was Baliba, obviously, as a starter, Ayari, Minta, Jorginho, Ruta, Matoma, and Welbeck. And then seeing that against Dominguez, Yates, Gibbs-White, Anderson, Danilo, and Awoniyi, I was thinking, yeah, neither of them have got their strongest teams, but I feel like maybe Forest might have a little bit more to them. Yeah. And yeah, that it kind of just showed throughout the game just in general. I know that obviously not a lot of action went on, but Forest were just a bit more aggressive, a bit more controlled in the first half. Brighton might have maybe had the better chances, but they were just pot shots, like shots from distance type of thing. And then yeah, a penalty was given on the hour mark. Anyone see that?
I didn't see that.
The one that you just seen to the highlights where there was the guy behind the VAR machine.
Oh, with the money.
Yeah. Trying to bribe the ref and go, hey, here you go, look, take a score, take £30.
That's
please
class.
Don't overturn
That's
that pen.
Class, yeah. Who said the game's gone?
Penalty was rightly overturned, but yeah, it went up to 0-0. There was a late goal that was ruled offside. And then Morgan Gibbs-White for Nottingham Forest was subbed off in extra time and he wasn't able to take a penalty. And I was thinking,
yeah, that's a bit of a fishy decision. Yeah. Maybe Nuno Espirito has something in his back pocket that we didn't know about, fam.
But hey.
Well, clearly, because it worked, right?
Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, a little bit of late pressure from Brighton because they took off Awoniyi and then they brought Elanga on and essentially played him as a striker and it didn't really work. It just invited a lot more pressure from Brighton because there wasn't really that focal point there.
Yeah, yeah.
But Brighton couldn't make it through. And then, yeah, it went to penalties, and Forrester...
Forrest could have an amazing season here, bro.
Forrest are penalty specialists, actually, in this tournament, by the way. Do you want to know who else they've beaten in penalties this year?
Go on, Charles, tell me. Tell me, Charles.
You should know, Bob.
They didn't beat us, did they?
Yep.
In pens?
Yep.
What, in the FA Cup?
in the FA Cup in the round previous. Ipswich Town.
Oh, I thought you were talking about fucking Liverpool. Oh, yeah.
Nah, you lot went out early.
Yeah, I was thinking
you went out early, mate. Liverpool, you went out early, mate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did. They did beat Ipswich. That was a good game, to be fair.
And then the round before that, can either you name it a team that
it was a small team,
beat,
wasn't it?
Oh. On pens in the round before.
Oh, nah.
It wasn't Plymouth.
It was like a giant killing thing. And they nearly done it, didn't they?
Should I give you a clue?
It was a rescheduled game, right?
Should I give you a clue?
Yeah, go on. They're
playing red and black.
Didn't help. Crawley.
Nah. I think they're red and white.
It's not Crawley. Is it Dorking? That's not it. It's not Dorking. Woking?
Not Woking.
Am I right ballpark?
You're watching a lot of National League South, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Fam. I need to watch National League. National League. Oh, nah, go on.
Exeter City.
Oh, jarring. That's not even close, is it? Exeter is like...
So in this run that Nottingham Forest are doing right now, that is the third penalty shootout that they have won. So they are very accustomed to this situation, very comfortable, and they scored 4 out of 5 penalties to beat Brighton 4-3 in pens. In the end,
they've been here before, isn't it? That's the thing. Yeah.
Statement you just made, Bog.
Yes,
could be a great season for Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, bro, it's about to be crazy, isn't it? Because I think there's something funky happening with the European places as well. Because if Forest win the FA Cup. I think you heard this thing about like apparently we might be able to like England might have
like
11 teams in
bro,
European
obviously
competitions.
Obviously, if Chelsea win conference, if Man United win that one,
and then if Forest win this FA Cup, obviously that's another Europa League place.
It's all mad confusing.
That's being
bro.
Given up for. I think it goes down to another team. So yeah, bro,
if they
get Champions League and FA Cup, bro, that is an incredible season.
Bearing in mind, we already get it's already looking like confirmed that we get 5 Champions League positions.
Oh, bro,
it's all a bit mad. Just bare
the best again.
Just bare English teams in there.
Let me have a look, bro. Why are we getting 5? Because Santa is the coefficient. So
that's nonsense.
So okay,
because if anything, I hear it though, T. Because if anything, it probably should be like the Italian teams. Because there's been bare Italian teams that have been winning like conference and Europa and Inter Milan. I think getting to the final of the Champions League once or twice at least. So if anything, their coefficient should be up.
Yeah, I don't know how it's done, but I think it's done on teams that get out of the group stage. I think it's something to do with that. And I think because we had quite a lot of teams come out of the group stage of European competitions, something to do with that. But yeah, by the way, Forest are third and they are 5 points clear of Chelsea in fourth. So,
now they got an FA Cup semi-final. They got a day out in Wembley. Like I said, April 26th and 27th are those dates.
Damn. The question, man, did Spurs make a mistake? Second, you know? Because boy, oh boy.
I think Spurs are the mistake.
Yeah, that's true. I guess Spurs.
I believe Spurs are the mistake because I've seen better managers than Nuno go there and try.
Yeah, true.
And it not work out there with the gaffer over there, Levy.
Yeah,
it just hasn't worked out. So I believe that Tottenham are the problem. Yes, T.
I got a question for you, actually.
Go on. We're just going to start slandering Tottenham.
Did you hear that nonsense? Not nonsense.
That nonce, Jesus Christ.
Oi, wrong pod.
What was
that? Wrong pod.
What Carragher was saying about the Carabao Cup being better than the FA Cup and how it kind of competes with... trophies?
Yeah, who was in the final of the Carabao Cup this year?
Newcastle, wasn't it? Shock.
Do you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get your 2 cents on that. Like, it's competing with the Prem or something. It's competing with...
Compete with the FA Cup, that's what he said.
Bro, nah, that's not what he said.
He said that's what he said, no?
I thought he was saying that... what's it called? He was saying that he doesn't like how, like, the finals later, innit? So, basically, players have to be... They've got to be playing later in the season. Plus, the season's finishing and you've got Champions League. When's the final for FA
That's
Cup?
True.
Oh, look at this guy.
That's somewhat true.
Nah, go on. Nah, Bob.
It is somewhat true.
Bob, this is all you, mate.
He's speaking like a politician, isn't it? Like, he's trying to, like, spin the point into something positive. But really and truly, we all know it's probably not the same as
the FA Cup. It's Mickey Mouse, man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I get what he's kind of saying in terms of, like, the competition, it's like there's not replays, there's all this kind of stuff. But I think it's a bit of a stretch, if I'm honest.
Big stretch.
Yeah. I think in terms of weight, which trophy weighs more, the FA Cup will always weigh more than the League Cup. But I guess in terms of what he's saying about like the logistics and the way it's run, I guess he somewhat has a point, but I think it's a stretch to say like, then put that in the conversation of that's what makes it better than the FA Cup.
You're even stretching now, Bob.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Carragher's won both in his career. If you ask him which one he prefers, all right, cool.
Yeah. No, but the only thing is I see the maybe some points where he's saying about logistics and that, but other than that, no, nah, I think he's just trying to stretch it out.
You know what, my opinion of Carabao Cup?
Shut up, man. Carabao's been pissing me off lately.
He's chatting rubbish. So that was it, man. And then obviously those two teams, obviously after the Preston Villa game, the FA Cup semi-final draw was made. And
we go to a draw again.
We've got Palace versus Nottingham Forest. A day out in Wembley. One of them two teams in the final.
Palace. So who will it be? Palace versus Forest and Villa versus City then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
No. Sorry. Palace Villa. Palace versus Villa. Crystal Palace versus Villa.
Okay, good. And then it'll be
Forest. Nottingham Forest versus City.
Oh, fuming. I think you're fuming if you draw City, aren't you? Because boy, oh boy. You're almost not guaranteed to go to Wembley, but your higher chance of going against, I guess.
I mean, would you rather, if you were one of these teams, obviously we'll get onto Preston Villa and we'll get onto Bournemouth City in a second.
Yeah.
But if you were one of these three teams, would you rather play City in the semis or the finals?
Great question, man. Ooh. I'd probably go, well, that's a great question. I'd probably go semis. Just because maybe they might have one eye on trying to get top 4/top 5. So they might be off the ball a little bit.
I hear.
But I guess the final is like a shootout, isn't it?
So a part of me is thinking final. Yeah, especially for one of these teams, yeah. It's bigger risk, bigger reward.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, okay, cool. I'll go semi-final, but there's also an argument for final as well. So.
I hear it, man.
We're split here on the Bench Podcast.
Let's go back to today, man. Let's ring it back to today.
Yeah.
Preston versus Aston Villa. That was the early kickoff today.
Man, Rashford, 2 goals, eh?
That was a 1:30. Rashford, man. Bang, bang. Maybe shot me back. Down.
Maybe he's back, man.
2 goals in 5 minutes, man. Great little finish from the square ball from Luka Dinja. And then a penalty tucked away. Dispatch. Put Villa pretty much out of sight. And then Jalen Ramsey obviously sealed the deal about 8 minutes after that. So within about, if my maths is right, within about 13 minutes, Preston went from having a good, solid first half, 0-0, keeping Villa out, not really making or not really allowing or giving away too many chances, to all of a sudden it's the 70th minute
3-0.
And now we're 3-0 down.
Yeah, it's peak, man.
We're saying levels between the Championship and the Premiership, yeah?
I'm just like that.
I said the Premiership.
Jeez, it's a beautiful day. Bro, it's one of them ones, isn't it? You get caught lacking once, that's it, 3-0, you're down.
Literally.
Game's over. That's the difference, man. Big up Preston, though, for getting there.
100%.
Because, boy, it's been, like, I think there's been a lot of, like, talk around the whole fact that there's not many top six, big six clubs in the quarters. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? Something different. Got to respect it.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, fam.
Shout out to Rashford as well, man. Do you think...
my God, Rashford.
Do you think Aston Villa should make this a permanent transfer?
Oh, great question again, man. I don't think so for him. Maybe because, I don't know, maybe I'm not putting enough respect on Villa's name. Because, I don't know, for me, Marcus Rashford just seems like in the next bracket up. But also, I guess Villa are playing Champions League football, so it makes it difficult.
What about Asensio?
Yeah, but I feel like Asensio, you know he's there on loan, isn't it?
Holiday, innit?
Yeah, you know,
but
he's
they
just
could
there.
Buy him, though.
James Rodriguez at Everton.
Yeah, but they could buy him, though. They could buy him, though.
Coutinho at Villa.
Yeah. You know he's just there to get some football. They're in the Champions League, yeah? Okay, yeah, let me see what this is saying. And then I'll go back to PSG, do you know what I mean? But Rashford, there's a genuine question, like, yo, if you go to Villa, then is that kind of PR-wise... step down.
I do think it should be, if there's one thing I do think, it should be the end of the relationship between Marcus Rashford and Man United.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
I think both of them need to cut ties for the betterment of both parties.
Yeah, it's a toxic relationship, that one, bro.
Literally, bro.
But yeah, that's the question, though, isn't it? Like, I guess he has been playing well since he's got to Aston Villa. I wouldn't say he's fucking lit the world up, but he's played better, do you know what I mean?
He showed
signs of what he can do.
Played his way back into the England setup as well.
Yeah, exactly. But should he stay at Villa? Well, I mean, that'd be a great signing for them, innit? But if I'm thinking of how I think Marcus Rashford thinks, I think he'll be thinking, I'm kind of like Asensio. Like, I'm here to kind of just put myself in a shop window and get to a bigger European club. Maybe go to Italy or something like that.
So maybe abroad.
Yeah.
Because I can't
If he's
see,
not here, fam, he's banged up abroad, fam.
I can't really see, like, an Arsenal. I can't really see Chelsea.
Yeah, I think
I can't
I
see... like a, I'm not even gonna say Tottenham because they're on page two. Yeah. But do you know what I mean? I can't really see. I can't really see some of them. Man City, like I can't really see any of these teams. Liverpool, right. I can't see any of these teams going for him in the summer if he's made available.
Chelsea at a stretch, maybe. You said Chelsea.
A big old stretch.
Yeah. But that's the only one I could see them go. Yeah, fuck it, well, Rashford. Do you know what I mean? They bought Sancho, so maybe Chelsea at a stretch. But other than that, I can't see them. I can't see him playing anywhere else in England.
Just quickly on Sancho, do you think Chelsea make that permanent? Would you think they give him back to Mannion?
Let's see how many appearances he made, because I feel like he's played a lot for Chelsea this year, hasn't he?
Think he's played a lot?
I feel like he's been in the team, right?
I'm not sure if he's played all that much, you know.
Really. Has he not?
It's definitely something we've got to check.
Misinformed. Where is he, bro? He's not even on the bloody squad. Here he is. Let's
see how many. How many appearances has Jadon Sancho got for Chelsea this year?
23 matches played.
23.
Started 16. So he's started like, I don't know, someone do the maths. What percentage of games has he started?
What, 16 from 23?
Yeah, you notice how I asked you both the question. 60? 50,
something.
It's about 60, 70%. Featured, but that's featured.
Yeah. Well, that's how many games he started. So 16 he started.
16 in 23?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's played, but...
It's about 60, 70% of games.
Oh, here we go, lads. Here's 2 goals. Four assists.
It's not really setting the world, like...
It's not putting up trees.
To be honest, and his performances over the night, he haven't really been anything to scream and shout about, man.
He did that nice thing against Palace.
He didn't really do nothing against us the other day.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe, you know, when people talk about, like, oh, he can't adapt to the Premier League, maybe that's actually just...
Yeah, I just don't think he has the explosivity for it.
Yeah, man.
He can adapt to to London. Yeah, he likes London.
He's own, mate.
A little bit of tape. Do you get me? Go to the boss man, get 1-2 Maggie.
Doing his thing,
do you get me? Sweetie and that couple American gyal rappers come over in. He's chatting to them. He's all in DMs and that.
Yeah,
Snapchat
where you
and that.
Go, like?
Come on, man. I can show you London and that. Like. Come on, man.
What a guy, fam. But yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it's similar to Rashford because I don't see him playing like. Getting the future back at Manchester United as well, especially with Amorim.
Yeah, nah, I think that ship is sailed. Although, man. I think he needs to.
Is there a case for him playing one of the tens?
In one of the tens,
where he might not need that explosiveness enough as much. Sorry,
I don't know, man. I feel like Amorim's kind of done him dirty a little bit as well, man. He was talking about flipping what's his name, like my assistant or the kit man puts more effort in than Rashford. He was saying something along those lines of Rashford's not putting in no effort. He's not. Do you know what I mean? He's been slagging him off a little bit.
True.
And maybe if it's rightly so, then fair enough, innit? But obviously we know sort of behind the scenes that Rashford has had his issues dealing with life at United. He's might have had some personal issues that he's gone into. So
true.
I don't know, man. If it was me, it's like you said before, Bob, toxic relationship. I don't know if I'd want to go back into that situation.
What about Sancho though? Because Sancho's on loan from there, right?
Yeah, Sancho's on loan. Yeah, but man, I just don't know if he can adapt to the Prem, man. Nah, man.
You know he's got that.
He's got to go Ajax or something, man.
Oh,
on
Ajax.
A Hendo thing, on a Tuba Akpom thing, fam.
What's that? Ajax.
Ooh, yeah, fam. He's got to go. He's got to go Dutch league. Or maybe he can go America, fam. Link Saweetie, fam.
Or link
Zaha. Go move in with her.
Oh,
fam.
And then does he get moved into that Streets Won't Forget?
Sancho, yeah. He's not Streets Won't Forget. He's not qualified.
Was he failed Wonderkid?
Failed Wonderkid. He's not qualified for Streets Won't Forget. In 5-10 years, we will not remember Sancho. He ain't done
That's
enough.
Peak, man.
It's not enough.
Because remember, there was once upon a time, I feel like when he was coming through the ranks, I was like, yo, watch this guy. This guy's going to be next.
And obviously, he was doing the numbers at Dortmund. They were talking about, after Messi and that. Look at his numbers. Rare tete, goals, assists.
It's fair, I guess it was.
And then he comes to Man United, it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not
he comes
enough.
To Chelsea, it's less than enough.
Yeah, it's peak, man.
He ain't done enough to be Streets Won't Forget, fam. He's still a youngster as well.
Big up Joe, though. Remember, he said Sancho is our best baller, our best winger.
And I got upset and you told me to let him talk.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Joe, you're not coming back on the pod again. Sorry, yeah, you're not coming back on the pod again after that. It was horrible.
Got the views, though.
Horrible stuff. Bournemouth versus Man City.
Tragedy for Bournemouth, man.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I was watching this game and I really did fall asleep.
Wait, I genuinely fall asleep?
I genuinely dozed.
That's class, man.
Twice.
That's class. Evan Wilson putting them up, though.
Man City are rubbish, man.
Ooh, what have they got to do, man? What have they got to do to get themselves back in some sort of rhythm?
Do you know the thing is? It's if they win this FA Cup, it's really like Man United Ten Hag-ish.
You think? Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, they've had a bad season, haven't they?
But like, obviously, the difference between them and like a Man United is like, obviously, like you can make it bantery and you can be like, oh yeah, Man United had a better season than Arsenal, or they had a better season than Liverpool, or whatever, because they finished third or they finished fourth and they won an FA Cup.
Mm.
But because of City and the standards that they've been setting for the last couple of years, it's really not the same.
Mm.
But then it's sort of a thing where if they did win the FA Cup, it really does paper over so many cracks.
Yeah.
That Kuzinov, that Kakarot guy, he got subbed off at halftime again.
Today?
Again.
I said Kakarot, Kuzinov.
Foden did nothing. Haaland missed the pen, but he did score a goal.
Did he? Mamouche might be the only thing that's like, yo.
Haaland got himself injured.
Did he?
Yeah, he flew into the sideboard. I think he went in for like a 50-50 with someone, and his momentum took him off the pitch. He flew into like the sideboard, hurt his knee or his ankle, whatever came off. Ooh, after an hour, Marmoush came on, scored like 2 minutes later. Effort that the keeper should have saved, admittedly, especially since he was on form. He saved the penalty from Haaland earlier in the game.
Still Kepa, isn't it?
Kepa. Adi the Balaga, but but yeah, it was a nothing performance from City, really. I want to shout out Matt O'Riley, though,
because
he was the left back that came off. Obviously, Pep had enough of Kuzhnov, you have to come off. You're on a yellow card. You're not
up to score.
You understand? Mm. Matthew, you have to come and play left back. He came on and put in two assists.
He put in work.
Assist for Marmoush, assist for Haaland, man. So shout out Matt O'Riley, shout out the youth, man.
Damn.
Maybe that's the direction that Man City have to go in now, man. Obviously, some of these older boys, these De Bruyne's, these Bernardo Silva's and whatnot, they're all slowing down.
Yeah, man.
You're going to have to start investing in the youth. And some will work, like a Marmoush, let's say, and some will be a Kuzhinov.
Yeah, true. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
You understand? So, yeah, Man City are in a really interesting transitional period, and it'll be interesting to see what they do in the summer, what kind of business and activity they get up to.
Especially with all the stuff around them.
Yeah.
Whatever happens with that case, that's going to be...
Oof, for real, for real.
That's going to be interesting.
And we really haven't gone in and criticised and bantered Man City for just how bad a season that they've had.
Yeah, they
fucked. Like, we really, really, really haven't got on to them. As much as we've got on to, like, Arsenal... or we've got onto like a United or a Tottenham, let's say, really have kind of just let Man City just get away with being like fifth right now.
Yeah,
do you get me? And out of the Champions League and out of Carabao, and they earned it.
Yeah.
They've been busy, man.
They've been busy, bro.
That sucks. They have, but that's
They've been busy, man. Do you know what I mean? Four in a row, treble in there.
Yeah. I wouldn't say earned it, but...
The thing is, though, because I feel like...
You can allow them, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you can allow them a bit.
Oh, can you allow them?
If they were like... Because they'd be a bit more, they'd hold a bit more corn. But I think
is though, like
fourth, fifth, rubbish. But
so if it's you guys next year, if you guys have that situation, so let's say, look, you lose Trent, Salah, and Van Dijk. Maybe you lose one of them, and you've only got one left. Yeah, last year,
this guy's trying to make me cry.
Last year, you won the league, you got to the final with the Carabao. Do you get me? And then next year, like with 5-10 games to go, you're languishing in like fifth, sixth. You're gonna get corned, bro.
Yeah, nah. But I've that's what I think we would somewhat deserve it.
FSG,
In comparison to City, I think we'd.
But then we can also sort of argue that Man City haven't really done great with their recruitment. I mean, look at the likes of Kuzhinov. Look at the likes of Mateus Nunez, even though I feel like he's been misprofiled.
They do get a pass, I think, on some of the things.
Do you understand? Yeah,
especially the signings.
I mean, obviously, winning obviously papers over a lot of cracks. Yeah. If you keep winning, then, you know. But then when it starts to go wrong, and some of those little cracks that you kind of saw that you ignored because they were winning, now come to
Kovacic
fruition.
Is one of those cracks, isn't it? Because he's great. I think he's a good player, but just hasn't really worked for City, has it? The way you want it to work. Well, the way you'd expect it to work, I guess.
Bro, but I think one thing that for me, they don't talk enough about is how many first-team players have played for City's academy that are in the league or that are in, you know, that are playing for Madrid.
Oh, that didn't make it out of City, but...
Yeah, but they've made it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Should we count how many?
Bro, there's a few.
Should we count until we all go out?
Should I go first? I don't know if I'm going to be good like that.
I'm going first. Morgan Rogers.
Oh, he's done me. Cole Palmer.
Sancho.
Damn, and I'm out.
No.
He was there last year, though. Taylor Harwood-Bellis.
Jesus Christ.
But I think he got relegated last year.
That's great knowledge.
Southampton.
I'm going to go Philogene.
That's great shout.
Yeah, I made that up still. I have no idea.
Is Philly Jr. Nah, I don't think he is.
Nah, I have no idea, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I know, but I know there's definitely a few of them. Like, there's a lot of them. Who's the one that plays for Madrid?
Oh, Bram Diaz.
Yeah.
He's another one.
Yeah, he's another one.
But Pep didn't deem them good enough.
Well, I don't know if it was him, but there's quite a few of them.
It just is what it is, though, you know. Mm-hmm.
They were top boys at the time, I guess, isn't it?
Mate.
But Foden. Still,
they could have done with Rodgers.
Yeah. Foden.
Yeah, they could have done with Rodgers. Like, now, they definitely
a player,
can you
way.
Imagine?
Bro, that's another one when we watched him on Monday. Oh, I thought, all right, okay, this
and he's just running through, man. Remember the Villa game? Remember Villa game at the start of the season? I watched him live, ragdolling. Oh. Party and Declan Rice.
He's a player, bro.
I said, yo, who's this? What's going on?
Who's this guy? Nah,
just charging through midfield and that.
Player, man. Player. We got Rodgers, man.
But yeah, Man City 1-2-1 and their prize is a semi-final at Wembley.
Pep would get away with this season. FA Cup, Champions League, take it. Do you know what I mean? Considering how bad the season's been, take it. Do you know what I mean? We still won a trophy. And we still got Champions League.
That's
football.
Big old damage limitation if I ever seen it, man.
That is, yeah. It's not
stinks,
great
though.
Considering how high City have been. But yeah, that's...
Stinks, though. I'm praying that Ole and the boys... Do you understand? I'm hoping that they can put it on them
that'd be cold,
at still. Wembley in the semi-final.
Imagine
April
the snaps.
26th or set. Oh, bro.
Imagine the
snaps have been going off, man.
Yeah, imagine the Snapchat.
Snaps have been going off. Him, Elanga, Callum Hudson-Odoi, they've been going off, man.
That'd be wavy. Still.
I see Nuno Espirito Santo. I see him even dancing in the changing room every now and again, you know. Come on, man.
Yeah, that is a vibe in there.
Shout out them, man. And yeah, that's it, guys. We'll be back April 26th, 27th, like I've been saying, for the semi-final reviews. We have Nottingham Forest versus Manchester City, and we have Crystal Palace versus
Villa.
Aston Villa.
Who, man, out of those four teams, who do you want to win it?
Crystal Palace.
I think I'm with you, man.
Yeah, probably Palace.
I'm kind of up there with Palace and Forest, but Forest are a bit too close to us. I don't want them to have that good of a season.
Yeah.
I'm just like, they can be happy with the season that they're having.
Yeah.
I don't like they're always bringing up them Champions League trophies, so. Nah.
Them man there from like, right,
that's
man,
fair.
That's from like the 1940s.
Bro,
one
for
Martin O'Neill won one of them, bro. Well, maybe two of them.
Is it? Is
man,
it?
Like Brian Clough and them, man.
Nah, man.
What's the guy, though? Viv Anderson, all them, man.
Viv Anderson. Yeah. Oh, you're taking it there, Bob.
I'm taking it there.
But yeah, no, I think maybe Crystal Palace, man. They got aggrieved against Man United in the final couple of years back, and I feel like they need to run that one back, man. That's what I was saying, Alan Pardew with the celebration.
That would be wavy. That'd be a sick, great season for Glasner as well.
Yeah.
Imagine they started off slow as well. So if he wins FA Cup and then they finish, where are they at the moment? Probably like 11th? 10th?
They're 12th.
12th.
That's game in hand on some of the boys ahead of them. They might go to 11th if they win their game in hand.
Decent season for Palace, man.
It's standard, isn't it? It's par for the course, man. Yeah. Them man being mid-table, 10th, 11th, 12th, around about that. It's par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they're behind Brentford and Bournemouth. Oh, wow. Bournemouth really dropped down, man. But, bro, that top 10 is tight, though.
Yeah, it's tight, bro.
Down from 10 to 5.
That's what I'm saying. And listen,
points.
I don't want us to start losing games and getting caught up in all of that because that's all long.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that is tight, fam.
We're in that little no man's land where it's like Liverpool a bit too far, but their man are kind of far away, but they're not million miles away.
One or two
either.
Results, yeah. Good look peak for us as well. Season's not done yet, lads. We're crawling over the line here, mate.
Do you want to talk about some Trent? Do you want to talk about some Saka? What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about a couple of things?
Where do you want to begin, man? This guy wants me to cry again.
We can save it for the second half. Obviously, this is the first half of the bench podcast. We've rounded up with the FA Cup roundup. We're going to come right back round. We're going to go through this little therapy session, Bob. Don't worry, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm
going to
get the pen and get the paper and get my little glasses. Okay, tell me when it started. Oh, it all started when I was 8 years old and all them thing there, man. You lot stay there, man. We're coming right back round.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
I hope you lot didn't go nowhere. We're back, man. It's the Bench Podcast. It's the second half, man. Little break. Oh, we can go somewhere. Oh, I can pause it. Do something like that. What are you pausing it for, bruv? Shut up, man. Stay here, man. It's your boys. We've got Bobby in the building. We're saying, Bob.
I'm all right, man. But what we're about to talk about, I'm not going to be all right.
So. I love it, man. We've got T in the building. T, we telling me, bruv. Come on, man.
Yeah, hopefully Liverpool lose to Everton, man.
I hear it. Obviously, back to Premier League action in midweek, you know. Midweek action, we back. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We got Chelsea, Tottenham. We got Merseyside. We got Liverpool, Everton. You feel me? Fellas, I've got a little one for you, actually. Little challenge for you, boys.
Ooh, you know I like a challenge, bro.
Come on, man. So I'm going to go. Like I just mentioned before, we got Chelsea and Tottenham. How many players can you name that have played for both teams?
For who? Chelsea and Tottenham?
Chelsea and Tottenham. They both meet each other on Thursday night.
Not many, you know. That's quite a tricky one.
It's a couple.
Chelsea and Spurs?
Chelsea and Tottenham.
William Gallas.
I said William Gallas.
Gallas.
Chelsea and Spurs. Wow, man.
Mm-hmm. Two of these really surprised me. Really surprised me when I seen them.
Is Gus Poyet one of them?
Gus Poyet is one of them.
Oh, fucking hell. Come on, man. Give me my fucking credit here.
You're taking it there, bro.
Gus Poyet is one of them. Ooh, it's going to be one of them, like, Shall I give you
a disclaimer?
Go on.
Dominic Solanke counts.
Oh, he's academy boy, right? Yeah.
Counts.
Timo Werner. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a recent one.
Ooh, T, help me out here, bro.
I'll give you, there's three more that you can definitely get. You definitely know these players.
No, I was going to say Willian, but he was meant to go there, innit? But he never went there.
But we are taking it there a little bit. But three of these guys, you know.
Dennis Wise? No, that's a stretch. Is it, what era is it? 2000s or 2010s?
2000s.
2000s, ooh.
Yeah, a little bit of.
Oh, bro, why is this? Chelsea and Spurs.
Little bit of auto glass, little bit of Samsung. You get me?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's actually good clues. Auto glass.
Not Damien Duff.
Nope. Fulham.
Different white kid.
Good Johnson.
Ah, good one. Auto glass. Is that the water glass guy? That's not the Samsung guy. No, I was going to say Schler.
Like the drink?
Yeah, no, Schler. He didn't play.
That's Fulham as well.
Yeah. Different white kit. Oh, Samsung. That's going to bug me, bro. Nah, I can't think, man.
Carlo Cudicini.
Oh, I was going to say the goalkeeper, you know. On my mum's life, I was going to say the goalkeeper.
Scotty Parker.
Oh, of course. Auto glass. I remember I had a sticker book. I remember sticking him in. Parker. Damn, man's old.
Forget you played for Chelsea.
Come on, man. Do you want to do one more of those?
Yeah, do it, bro.
Arsenal and Fulham.
Ooh, okay.
How many can you name?
The current team.
Pretty much. Awobi.
Smith Rowe.
Smith Rowe.
Reece Nelson.
Reece Nelson.
Willian.
Senderos.
I want to say no, that's not. I was going to say Freddie Ljungberg, but that's wrong, isn't it? That's West Ham.
West Ham.
Yeah.
It's the other side.
Seagan? Pascal Seagan?
Nope. I think that might be Fulham as well. No, that's not. Sorry. This is Fulham.
Leno.
Leno, bloody hell. Arsenal and Fulham. Nah, that's not one. Shamak?
No, Palace.
Nah, man, I'm stumped here, bro. I just got the modern boys.
Cedric Suarez.
Oh, good show.
Junichi Inamoto.
Wow. Big up Wenger.
Emmanuel Frimpong.
Oh! Yeah, stay Dencho, get Frimponged.
Callum Chambers.
Oh!
Yeah.
Luis Boamorte.
Wow, that's Dreamcast era, Boamorte, right?
Come on, man.
Damn.
He won the league with us in 97, 98.
Did he?
Mm.
Got Boamorte. He's a coach.
Taking it there. All right, fun's over, Bob. Trent, he's gone, in it. Wanker.
Where do we start on Trent Alexander-Arnold, man?
Trent, Ali, listen, guys. I'm pretty sure it's probably one of the worst kept secrets in football. Unfortunately, the boy Trent, his contract runs out as of the 30th of June 2025, making him a free agent in the summer.
Yep.
and all of the big talk seems like it's all but confirmed that he's on his way, swapping Merseyside for sunny, capital of Spain, Madrid.
Hala Madrid!
To go join his boys, Jude Bellingham and co, playing in the royal white, swapping that for the red of the Merseyside. All of the fans are, all the fans, heads have gone.
The fan base are rattled, man.
The fan base are rattled. They hate him now. They don't know who to blame. They're blaming the board. They're blaming Trent. They're burning his shirt. They're going to boo him when he starts touching the ball against Everton. Like, it's all a bit of a mad situation, man.
Yeah,
obviously, crazy. He's not the only player, top player, whose contract situation has been up for dispute this year.
Yep.
There are the two other members of the team, two other pivotal members of the team, Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah, who also have impending contract situations that need to be resolved. But it seems like a lot of news has been coming out about Trent and his situation and
yes.
his future, yes. basically. Bob, how you feel?
How do I feel? I feel I fall into the camp of Liverpool fans that is, you know what, man, it's one of those things, isn't it? As a non Scouser Liverpool fan, it's one of those, man. Like the Scousers, I think they feel it differently, innit? They feel the whole loyalty to the ends, etc., etc. And obviously being in the area and you know doing the history of Liverpool,
you can't be a fucking traitor, mate.
Nah, man, it's different there, isn't it?
Fucking traitor.
So on that, I have to hold my hands up and say, look, from that perspective, I'll never understand it. I'll understand it, but I'll never like know the feeling of that feeling in particular. But as a Liverpool fan and someone who loves the club. Mm-hmm. It will be sad to see one of the mandem go, especially one of the guys that came through academy, one of the OG Klopp guys, etc. Came through the like he was a real staple in the glory days of the Klopp era, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be sad. But if you want me to be honest, man, like I hear it, innit?
Do you feel like it's
Hear it?
Oh, okay,
I actually hear it. From I'm a Liverpool fan. I love Liverpool all my heart, but I love football. I love football. And I feel like...
On a Cantona team.
I love football, honestly, man. And I feel like there's a part of me, and I said to you, man, said, innit, earlier in the season, if one of them man were to go,
yeah,
I would hold my hands up and say, all right, cool, Trent, you go enjoy yourself, mate. Do you know what I mean? You go have a lovely time over there, bro. Only because I think people have drawn a lot of comparisons with the Gerrard thing about how Gerrard stayed. And there definitely has to be a caveat of, you know, Gerrard was infamously... You know, I mean, persuaded to stay in Liverpool. What's the word?
I'm gonna call them DTs.
No, what's the word?
All kind of death threats. DTs.
A word. The man.
If you fucking go to Chelsea,
not accusationally, accordingly, or
alleged
persuasions. But I think his circumstance is different. I think, you know, a lot of people are saying about like. When those guys like your McManamans and your Owens and your Gerrards had the opportunity to go to big clubs, Liverpool weren't in like the top position to go. But now we're in the top position. Why would you want to leave? But I have to think, if you look at it from Trent's perspective, yeah, he's come in. He's been in a transformative period of the club. He's come in. He's won everything. It looks like he's going to leave where he's also won another league, something that we didn't do for 30 years. And look, I know the club, like, there's all kind of speculation behind what's going on behind the scenes of the club. I heard Jamie Carragher talking on Stick to Football about, you know, how Jurgen Klopp bought in a sporting director. So there was all these other stuff the club had to deal with before dealing with the contracts, yada, yada, yada. But I'm just saying, like, either way, he's coming to a position where it's not like he's leaving the club in a worse place. What they always say, if you're going to leave somewhere, leave it in a better position. Do you know what I mean? Leave it while you're on top. So as much as it would hurt to see one of the local lads, and especially like one of the best players in the world in his position, leave our club, if he was to go, I'm not going to say I'm really happy about it, but I would understand it. Do you know what I mean? I get it, bro. Do you know what I mean? I get, like, whether we want to admit it or not, in this country, even players at Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, the biggest clubs in the country, if Real Madrid or Barcelona come knocking, man, there's an allure to those clubs that cannot be ignored. And I know, again, talking from like a non-Scouse Liverpool fan, I see it more from like the footballer's perspective of his journey. And I think the service he's given to the club, I wouldn't be happy to see him go, but he would go being like, all right, man, it sucks that you're going to go. It sucks that you're going to go on a free. It sucks that you're a local lad and you're not playing for the club anymore. But also, bro, you have done a lot for the club. You've won everything. You've won two Premier Leagues. You've put us level with Man United. It sucks that you're going, bro, but I get it. Do you know what I mean? Go, man. Go and kick on, fam.
I liken it to somebody like Henry for Arsenal. In that, you know, he did so much for the club. He's built up such a reputation for himself and for the club. He's represented us so well. And, yeah, it just got to a point where we just couldn't give him any more. And Barcelona came calling. It's like it hurts. But at the same time, I get it, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
go
yeah.
and do your thing. Do you get? It's one of them ones. If Barcelona or if a Real Madrid, if that kind of club comes calling... Yeah. Then sometimes you just gotta hold up your hands and say, "Hey, listen."
I get it.
Especially if you've done a lot for us as well. Yeah, it's like, all right, cool, man.
I get it as well, like, bruv. Like, I hear it. I definitely hear the perspective of like it's one of those big clubs that are gonna come and get him. But I just feel as if, like, even if he was to leave again, I'm not gonna be happy about it. I don't want him to go. I want him to stay and be a Liverpool player. Go on and be
forever.
The captain. Go on. Do you know what I mean? Do the whole Stevie G thing, like, but Stevie G with the trophies. Do you know what I mean? He becomes captain, you know what I mean? He's a mixed race guy, he's a black guy as well. Like, that's also, for me personally, that's a cool part of the story as well. But I wouldn't, you can't begrudge a man that experience, do you know what I mean? If you know what I mean? And you have to ask yourself, like, bro, if you were offered that opportunity, like, if he left Liverpool and Liverpool was in a dire state, but it looks like we're about to go into a new era, it looks like Slot's about to win a Premier League, then he's going to bring in his own players, do you know what I mean? We're going to try and, you know, rejuvenate the whole... recruitment program again with Michael Edwards coming back in the door. It looks like we're also about to step into another good era, which is a shame that he might not be a part of. But it's not like if Gerrard was to leave when we were in the shit, then we would have gone even worse. But we're not in that bad position anymore. Do you know what I mean? I know you said you likened it to Henry, but I feel like when Arsenal were going through transition, so when they left, it's like, okay, cool, bro, like, You're a bit older now. You're done for us.
Yeah, we bought a new stadium. Like, yeah, we weren't spending money.
Yeah.
David Dean's gone. Man are looking around like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah. So it's like, all right, cool, bro. We know we're going to be here a while. So you go and do your thing. But I feel like with us, we're not in a position where we're going to be trash for, not trash, but go for a transition period for like the next 10 years. It looks like we're still going to go on the
up. I think short term, you do have a little bit of a transition situation maybe because of... I would put it down to, and look, maybe Carragher might have a point with what he's saying with a lot of the changes that went on behind the scenes. But for me, a part of it, okay, might be that, but a part of it might also be a bit of negligence from the board, man.
No, 100%.
Because you can't have Van Dijk and Mo Salah and Trent. All of them, their contracts are running down.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I think, and even if you look as well, like, you have to keep an eye on Konate as well, because his contract runs out next year. So there's another one that, okay, cool, something's gone a bit wrong there.
Can't have these contracts be running down and not be renegotiating a thing. And thing with Konate, he might be pissed because maybe they got all of these three lined up.
Yeah.
And they might just give them the money instead. Do you know what I mean? And they might not have no time or no effort for him.
From what I've been reading, obviously there's a really credible journalist called Melissa Reddy. She's always been like a proper Liverpool journalist and a Northwest kind of journalist in general. She came out on Twitter and was saying that the nothing's changed from what was being said in January. Like, he hasn't agreed anything. It's just there's like an offer on the table. I think that's what the tweet was saying. But basically, nothing has changed from the stance it was in January. It's just obviously it's just been because it's an international break and there's a chance for the talk to be kind of re-emerge. Technically nothing's changed. Technically the position's still the same. So he hasn't wholeheartedly said, okay, I'm going to Madrid, but I don't know if you saw on Instagram, Mo Salah, he had the boys around his yard. Szoboszlai and Konate.
Huss was just saying that earlier.
That's interesting.
That's looking a bit...
That's interesting. That's interesting. Because, I mean, obviously, I know Mo Salah kind of has, and his agent has a bit of a history of doing those, like...
Playing little games.
Tweets and posting cryptic photos, etc. So for the fact that the Egyptian king steps into the ring and says, okay, I'm going to invite the man them round. And it's interesting that it wasn't like Virgil or, you know, Robbo, some of the man that have been there for a long time. It was a couple of the newer crop, so Szoboszlai and Konate, so some of the younger players. So maybe it was like, look, man.
This is what's going to be
happening. Future
with,
team.
This was going to be happening with SSG. And
that's what I'm saying. So when with the Melissa Reddy update, like, they're I'm not saying it's completely done. I reckon it's probably like 80% chance that he goes to Madrid, but there is kind of another side to the story where he does flip. But we'll see in it.
Just two quick things. Aren't Konate and Szoboszlai both Muslim?
Konate, that's a great question.
I think he might be French.
I think Konate might be. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so one. So yeah, one. So yeah, Salah's not staying. So don't get comfortable. Two.
Salah's not staying.
Two.
That's not a question of Salah.
Two.
Carry on, T.
Two. But Bob, are you?
This guy's wait.
Bob,
what?
Wait, Bob, are you? I'd be fuming at the fact that someone like Trent at his level, we're leaving him to go for free. You could get an easy 80 mil for that if he'd been under contract.
Yeah, for free is mental.
Bro, what? That's not his fault.
Oh, no, it's not his fault. That's probably more the board's issue, but it's just...
I'm frustrated that the club has let it get to this place.
Like, let him leave, but
I'm saying, the only reason I'm saying I'm like, I'd see him go and be like, all right, cool, if you're going to do that, because... That the contract stuff is out of his hands, isn't it? Us not getting a fee for him is out of his hands. So that's not
for Trent to come through your academy, and if situation comes to pass that he does move on from the club, to not get any money for him is insanity.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
FSG, we are looking at
pure profit, bro. Pure profit.
Yeah, pure profit, I guess. But like, also, it is what it is, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like, you're not losing anything on him either. It's not like we've bought him and we've lost money by not selling him for any money.
You lose the sign on the pitch, Bob.
Yeah, no, of course. But I remember I did say in this, early on in the season, if there's a position in the world where I think, okay, you can be a bit more flexible with, or if there's something we could work with. If we lost Salah or if we lost Van Dijk, I think those are two positions where we'd struggle to, one, replicate what they do, and especially in the position of a centre-back and, you know, a right-winger that basically scores all of our goals. But a right-back, okay, we definitely missed him against Newcastle. I think that was evident. Like, his creativity is crazy, bro. He's one of the best right-backs in the world. But I think there's other right-backs that can offer different things that could also change the way we play and maybe compensate for what we do.
He changed the way we play.
He's definitely got a Bradley shirt. He's definitely bought a Bradley shirt.
Bradley's a good player, bro.
Nah, I think defensively he's going to be way better than Trent.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to be the same. I'm just saying you could. There's less discrepancy losing him as opposed to losing Van Dijk or Salah, in my opinion.
I hear it.
That's a unicorn you've lost there, Bob. You could probably turn over 100 mil for Trent in his prime right now. We were talking about that. He'd probably get Trent for 100.
Yeah, probably so.
Market
like that.
These days in his prime.
For right back, though. 100 mil for a right back.
Listen, it's a hell of a right back.
What did PSG pay for Hakimi?
Oh, big dough. Hold on.
They paid big dough for him. Like, big dough. They must have been like 60 at least.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you got a guy like that.
Yeah, I think we lost out on like, okay, pure profit.
English thing as well, you know the English thing. The man of English, you know, the money goes, yeah, trust me.
So it's an L, isn't it? I don't want him to go, by the way, on record. I don't want him to go. I'd love him to stay. I'd love that story to be complete of him becoming captain. Like I said, young, you know, mixed race guy, a scouser becoming captain of Liverpool. Like, as a young mixed race fan myself, seeing another young mixed race guy who's a scouser become captain of my club would be amazing. So I don't
and
want
he has
to
captained the club a couple times.
Yeah. But I just see it from his perspective as well, innit?
Do you understand the fans that feel like it's a bit snaky? There is that flip side of the coin, innit?
I think that's where I gave the disclaimer at the start.
It's a tribal thing.
That's a Scouser thing, innit? And look, Scousers, man, I love you, man. But I get it.
You fucking burning shit.
And I'm never going to go against the mandem. Do you know what I mean? The mandem gave me the club that I love, so I'm not going to go against the mandem and the way they feel. So I understand, innit? That's one of their own in that sense. It's one of our own, you know, lads. But obviously I know in Merseyside they'll feel it a bit differently, especially, you know, if you listen to Karen and some of the other way they talk about some of the local players. And even Neville, when he talks about some of the local Manchester boys, like when you feel it, it is a bit different. And, you know,
I hear.
The Scousers are passionate, bruv. To say the least.
Bro, it makes me think, you know, if Saka ever left to like Madrid or Barca or whatever, would I burn his jersey? Nah, I don't think I would.
That joint would hurt, man.
It would hurt, but I don't think I'd burn his jersey though.
I mean, we had this conversation with Kizer, and with Blanco last week about Kobbie Mainoo. Not that he's even moved, but even talks of him potentially moving or trying to play games to try to get some more money. And man are acting like they're not hurt. Man are acting like, whatever, he can go. But like 6 months prior, he was the best thing since sliced bread. So yeah. I wonder if we'll do that same thing. And, you know what, Saka can go. But me personally, I'd be like,
that joint, you guys have a different connection to him.
Yeah, that joint hurts.
Because you saw him, he looked like a baby fam when he made his debut. Do you know what I mean? He did, bro. He looked like, even though he's 18, he looked like 15 when he made his debut.
And he's also, he's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the talismen for our club. So that kind of thing at this early stage, that would hurt, man. So
I think I'd give the Man United fans is maybe because Kobbie hasn't become like a super
household name
of their team yet. So maybe they're trying to hide the pain by being like, oh, look, we'll buy someone else. But yeah, nah. Bruv, Trent is like a staple of our team. Saka's a staple of your team. So I think, you guys would definitely probably feel that similar pain.
I mean, whilst we're talking about Trent potentially leaving, maybe we can cross over and talk about Saka coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying, Bob, you want to take a breath?
Thanks, man. Cut the cameras. I don't know, man. Obviously, we were talking about, and we spoke about it earlier on in the season, about, Don Robbie got the expert on AFTV and stuff, talking about, bro, it might be best for him to just have the season off.
I seen Don Robbie the other day, actually.
Did he change his tune on it?
I was I didn't get to chat to him, but it was the Arsenal Real Madrid game at the Emirates. Me and Dammy, shout out my boy Dammy, we was in club level, we seen him there.
He was chatting. Ooh, he's in the club?
He was chatting to bare people. He's not gonna be in the trenches, innit? He's gonna be in box and club level and all them thing there, bro. He's done his time, man. He's an OG now, innit?
Yeah.
I didn't really stop to have any kind of chat with him. I just went over and just shook his hand and told him, yo, Robbie, you're that guy, man. Big up you, man. Keep doing your thing, my boy.
DR Sports, man.
So yeah, shout out to him. But yeah, Saka. I mean, obviously, before I was saying, yo, I don't think we should see him this season. And I think that was just me, like, talking scared. Talking very scared. Talking with ultimate caution. But obviously, when you look at his injury, he went out in December. It's 3 months since then. His injury was classed as a grade 3, which is like 12 weeks out, which is about 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 months since then. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, we
sack it off, man.
you'd want us to say that, innit?
Bro, imagine if you give Saka the rest of the season off, man. Next season, he's going to be a beast, bro.
But then at the same, same time, I'd say Saka's not the only one that's ever had like a grade 3 hamstring injury and not come back after like 3-4 months.
Yeah, but sometimes muscle injuries like that, sometimes, especially for a winger, he might not come back the same player.
So I
yard of pace, you know what I mean? You might lose a bit of stutter.
I was saying to T that I trust that Saka is... So obviously, let's talk about the injuries now. So when you talk about an injury like that, obviously you've had surgery. Now you start the recovery period. And it's not just recovering, and it's not just doing all the little exercises and all the little things that you need to do to get the hamstring back to strength. You got to do all the connecting stuff. So you got to do the calf stuff. You got to do the knee stuff. You got to do the glute stuff.
Charles, you're selling it even more,
man. Do you understand? So I would trust that Saka is enough of a professional, and I think that we would go through the right kind of procedure for him to not cheat that recovery process.
I hear that.
For him to come back pretty much in a good condition, in a very strong condition, for him to say, okay, you can actually go out there and start training on grass like we've been seeing. And yeah, maybe with these two games, the Fulham and the Everton game, maybe we can get you a little half an hour here and there.
Mm.
Obviously, there is a little bit of rushing because it's Real Madrid, but I feel like maybe that was probably already planned. Not that we would get Real Madrid, but if we got to the latter stages of the Champions League,
let's try getting back for them.
Yeah, let's try and get you back for them. So I feel like that would have been.
That
Saka's,
means you think you can win it then.
Not necessarily win it, but...
Because you're getting your best player back for it.
It would give us a better chance because we still ain't got a striker.
What are you talking... Bruv. So what, Saka's going to help us beat Madrid by himself?
Obviously. That's one of your best players, bro.
It will give us a better chance, but
it's not your best player.
Bro, it's not enough, bro.
No, but that's like... If you're rushing him back to get back for that game, that means, yo, if we have our best player, we might win this.
No.
That's surely the mentality you're taking up on this position.
No, that... Nah.
Because my perspective would be, listen, man... it's Real Madrid, isn't it? Like, they're really good. We've had a bit. We've lost everyone.
Let's just
roll the dice, and if we go out, let's just go again next season.
Even with Saka,
get Saka back top. Do you know what I mean?
The thing is, even with Saka back, I don't feel that any of the ops are thinking, "Oh, Arsenal are going to go through Real Madrid now." I still think, even with Saka back, I'm still thinking all the ops are thinking, "Yeah, Madrid is still going to do this." I think even probably half our fan base are probably thinking, "Yeah, it's going to be really tough. We might not get by Madrid." But obviously, there's the chance that, you know, it's two legs. Maybe, who knows?
And it gives us a better
chance of going through if we have Saka against them than if we don't. But obviously, Saka coming back is not going to be the be all and end all, because we've still got two of our number nines missing. We've still got Mourinho up top type thing. So
remember, if Saka comes back, Odegaard gets half his life back as well. I mean, they're a dynamic duo, isn't it?
He might do, but then again, like I'm saying, Mourinho's up top. We've got the two number nines missing.
Could it be a decoy? You know what I mean? Little Mourinho up top, just causing problems in the area. Oh, Saka! Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
I don't know.
That's kind of what Mourinho is there for. Mourinho, he's come into the team and he's done all right. He's shown like he's got a little bit of an eye for goal. He's got the kind of IQ where he can put himself in decent positions at the right times.
Mm.
I don't think that's something that a lot of Arsenal fans have clocked about him. They're just upset about his ability on the ball and, oh, he's a bit too slow and he's not doing anything. But the IQ is fully, like, if you deep what he is, the IQ is fully there. He's been doing it in the midfield where he
scored for Spain as well, right?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, he's got something there, but obviously he's not. It's literally, we're on plan C right now. Because plan B was Havertz, plan A was Jesus, and both of them number nines are out. But all I'm saying is, it gives us a better chance of going through Real Madrid if we have Saka than if we don't.
Yeah.
Either way is going to be tough.
Yeah. That's what I think. I love football. I just don't want Saka to turn into, I'm not going to say that either, because that's also our guy. Big up. But I just don't want to see Saka fizzle out, man.
Hold on.
I'd love to see him become like one of the best players in the world.
Let me get a tweet.
If he's not already. But you know what I mean?
Let me get
He's
tweet.
Not easy to.
Bruv, do you know what will be interesting though? Like, I feel like I'm pretty up on our defense. Like, I'm very confident with our defense, and I think that
you guys have a good defense.
We could probably cause Madrid issues in terms of going forward, but Madrid have so much firepower, man. Just in midfield,
they've got bare guns.
Arteta's approach is going to be. Do you think it's going to be like the City approach? Fucking 10 man behind the ball. See what happens on the break. That sort of thing. Or do you reckon he's going to try and be a bit more open to attacking?
I hope he doesn't do that at home. I think at home he needs to be open to attacking. Let's try score. Because there's no point in going to Madrid thinking, oh, we're going to shut up shop. Bro, they've got plot armour. They got referees. They got... Bro, it's literally their tournament.
Yeah.
It's literally their tournament. So we got to be careful on that one, bro.
So you want to go out there with the guns out.
What, at home?
Get the tits out.
Let's go.
Can get them out.
Because they got bigger guns, I'll tell you that.
No, I know. We'll find that out at their place, not at our place.
So they got bigger tits. This guy is mental. So guys that have had similar kind of grade of hamstring injuries to Saka and have come back have been fine. Lionel Messi.
Fair.
That's
Messi though.
Antonio Rudiger. Virgil van Dijk. Angel Di Maria. Luis Suarez.
Two centre backs.
Vinicius Jr.
Vinny Jr. Ooh, okay. It's
possible to come back from a hamstring injury
and still be the guy
and be all right.
I'm just trying to give him the best possibility.
You could be a Wilshere. You could be a Reece James.
Is this
or you could be a Vinny Jr.
Is this Saka's first like tapper? Big injury. Is this his first big injury though?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The boy there don't get injured. Too much pounded yam, fam.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other times. He hasn't really been injured like
too
that.
Too much Ebba. Yeah, bro, he plays injured.
Yeah, he does.
He plays through Mikel, injury.
Mate. Yeah, that's
man
true.
Are all mocking him for his limp and that. And then when he goes down with the hamstring injury, he's out for 3 months.
Yeah. Stop mocking him, bruv.
Do you understand?
Nah, it's interesting though. Yeah, well, I don't know, man. It's nice to see him back, I guess.
I'll take him back.
Yeah.
I'll take him back.
Facts,
if there's a chance that we can get by Madrid, then it's gonna help having him back than leaving him on the side. But I told T, I don't know if he starts.
Ooh.
The first game, anyway. The first game's in like nine days, bro. It's April the 8th.
Yes, yeah, it's.
So I don't know if he starts that game.
Okay, if he starts that game, then is that a bit too far?
Well, there's two games in between. There's the Fulham one on Tuesday, which I'm not sure if he features Everton. In. Yeah. There's Everton on the weekend. If he features in that game, there's a chance that he starts, but I'm still not sure if he... That's going to be a willy, won't he?
Yeah,
100%. That's going to be a willy, won't he?
Be like Harry Kane thing, Champions League.
No, them ones. And then obviously, like, if he does start, okay, cool. But is he going to hit the ground straight away running? Is he going to need, like, a game or, like, some minutes to sort of get himself back up to speed type of thing?
Yeah, true.
It's Real Madrid. We ain't got time. You know what I mean?
It's true. Ooh, time will tell. Oh, it's going
to
be interesting.
So it's difficult stuff. It's a head banger, head scratcher for real.
Let's pay Ethan, man. Let's see him. Let's see him. Yep. Lights on. Let's see it, bro. Let's see it.
Calm down, man. This is the burnabout, bro.
Yeah, let's see it.
You can't chuck him in the burnabout and be like, yeah, do your thing.
Nah, let's see it.
You got to allow him a bit, no?
Nah, let's see it.
He's good, though. He's cold, but, bro, this is the business.
Bro, but would you...
This is football history.
All right, bro, but I'm not... And I'm not comparing him to this guy, but I keep using... Kind of right now. I keep using him the example. What's his name? What's the Barca youth's name?
Lamine.
Bro, like...
Lamine.
But look at the age that they're playing him. They're just like, yo, just go. Just
Man
go.
17
just go.
As well.
Let's see him. Let's see.
Do you believe this shows?
Bro, let's see. Sink or swim. Let's see.
But you.
All right, not sink or swim, but like.
That's what it would be, though.
No, it wouldn't be. If he has a bad game, all right, he's not ready. Cool. Saka's back. Let's play him, but. You've tasted it. This is what it's like.
Obviously, one year. I like this guy. He takes risks.
Obviously, one year he's shown that, like. He's good enough, bro. He's good enough to play for Arsenal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he can ball.
If
yeah.
you're good enough, you're old enough. Obviously, Real Madrid, like it's a clutch situation. It's very, very high pressure. I believe that Ethan is good enough to maybe come up with a moment. You could come up with a moment, but just like, what does it look like? I'm not too sure. Haven't seen him in these kind of situations.
Diagonal.
You don't know if he's gonna rise to the occasion or if he's gonna shrink a little bit, show his inexperience and show his age a little bit. You never know. But he's definitely good enough to play for us, and he's shown that, you know, against teams like Brighton away, against Man City at home, he scored. Like, he's got a little moment in him. Girona away in the Champions League already. He's got a Champions League goal. He's got a little moment in him. But Real Madrid, who knows?
Real Madrid's different, man.
That's the moment.
They're in the big leagues now.
Charles, that's the moment.
You play the Barca's, the Reals, the Bayerns.
Doesn't matter, bro. I've seen the moment.
Heritage.
He's cutting in and he's putting it top corner, left.
I would love it.
Damn, man.
I would love to see him.
I mean, I'd love to see him. Well, I don't know if we
Courtois are. Courtois a bit long.
Yeah, he's a bit long. Who are you
going up against? Fernand Mendy. Mendy, oh yeah.
That's the other question I was going to put to you lot as well. Miles Lewis-Skelly versus Rodrigo.
Oh, this might be the time that Skelly gets shown the level. it might happen.
It could happen,
you know.
It's a serious test.
Yeah. It might be the time where he goes, fuck. I mean, I'm like, fuck, you know.
It's a serious test. Don't do that, Bob.
Yeah, no, it could be, though. Do you know what I mean? You know, every player has that moment where it's like, raw, okay, this is the level. I'm not going to say it's only the breaking of him, but it might be the making of him. Do you know what I mean? Because, bro, you always talked about how...
It's a lot of interesting matchups all over
the pitch.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's a lot of interesting stuff all over the pitch. I don't know what Marino's going to be doing against Rodrigo and Rudiger and Asensio on the left hand side. Fam, I can't lie, I think Valverde is munching Martinelli all day long. Pause.
Yeah,
the middle of the park, Jude making them dodgy runs off Partey or off Rice, and you know what he's on. Mbappe, him and Saliba and Gabriel, how they gonna deal with him? Vinny's over there. Who's on the right? Timber v Vinny. That'll be a very good duel. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, let's see that.
I like Timber. Timber's a good player.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of all right. Let's see.
He's aggressive as well.
Timber's cold.
Yeah, he's a good player still.
Let's see.
I'll give y'all that one.
And then, obviously Odegaard as well. Who's going to be picking him up? Is Tchouaméni going to come look after him? Is Camavinga going to come look after him? Is Bellingham going to show Odegaard why he's the number 10 at Madrid and you're not? Like, it's a lot of stuff.
I hope Rice gets found out.
I hope
Rice gets found out.
Found out about what?
Why are you doing that?
I don't know, man. I'm just tired of Rice. Like,
why?
I don't know, man.
You're just throwing stuff out there now, ain't it? Bro?
Nah, I don't know. Just
he's good, Rice. Man. Allow it, man.
But I think that's it, though. I just think he's good. It'll be nice to see him against these men to be like, okay, cool. How good are you?
All right.
Prove me wrong, Declan. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He's seen these kind of men before.
Yeah, you watched the game. You watched the game.
international games, you've seen these.
He'll be ready.
It's different though. Now it's under the lights of the Bernabeu.
Yeah.
Remember, it's only second season for Arsenal. You know.
Yep.
This is first season. No, second season. Yeah. Champions League, right?
Yep.
So now.
Ala Madrid.
But this is what we've been waiting for. Whether we win or lose, yeah, this is what we want. Big games.
I'm just trying to draw in the perspective, man. Only second season back in the Champions League. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is. Let's get real.
We beat Madrid before.
Let's go.
Yeah, that was like 15 years ago, though, bro. That's a long time ago. Times were different. You had
beaten before.
Le Professeur. Do you know what I mean? You had Henri. You had some real, real men.
We had Henri.
We beat them before.
You had some real men back then. Do you know what I mean? Now it's okay, cool. Yeah, I'm actually excited for this game. Yeah, we gassed it well. I can't lie. I'm excited. Are ready?
I want to see us against some of the best teams. I want to see us against some of the best teams in the world.
Yeah, me too.
Aston Villa, PSG. Did we give Aston Villa any shout?
Bro, they're going to get tick-a-tack-a the hell
you
out
reckon?
Of there.
You reckon? You say you're going to get...
Bro, I've seen it, man.
Vitinho.
It's not good, man. Listen, when they start cooking, bro, they're cooking.
Saying PSG going to move to them.
I'm just trying to think. Let me think, because we're talking about matchups for Real Madrid. Let's talk about matchups with Villa and PSG. So obviously now they...
I mean, Ollie Watkins running off Marquinhos and all that. I'm not sure Marquinhos and them, man, want to be chasing Ollie Watkins around.
True. Marcus Rashford has an opportunity here.
Marcus Rashford's got an opportunity. Who's the right back? Hakimi. That's stiff competition. And obviously Hakimi's going to be going the other way. He's going to be asking my man to defend. Luka Dinho's not really the best kind of defender in the world. And so you might have Barkal over there. You might have Dembele might go over there with Hakimi coming around the side.
Oh, they're a good team.
Midfield is a madness. Because you know what it is, yeah? Man, I'm saying Vitinha. Man, I'm saying Jean Neves. You see that Fabian Ruiz?
Good player as well, bro. Yeah. Fair play.
I think we should have grabbed him instead of Marina, you know.
Big baller. Bro, remember back in the day when we was back at the yard and we used to do them FIFA tournaments and that?
Yes.
I always had Fabian Ruiz in my team. He's cold. You see the forward pass?
Talent ID, fam.
Straight away through the line. Dembele on the turn. Did you get me?
Kvaratskhelia as well.
Oh, yeah, Kakarot. Oh,
against
days.
What? Against Matty Cash?
Yeah. Matty Cook that day, fam.
Matty
honestly.
Cash.
Yeah.
Martinez, the keeper's going to have the two legs of his life, man.
Well, if anyone can pull it off, maybe Unai.
He's good. Listen.
Can Asensio play? He can't play, I guess.
It's their minute. It's PSG. Is he cup tied? He might potentially be cup tied because he's there at Aston Villa on loan, isn't it? So potentially he might be cut up. But Morgan Rodgers, you know? Run a little more. Morgan
Rodgers.
That would
be nice to see.
Man.
See how he balls.
Do you get me? Jacob Ramsey and him, man. Yeah. They're bare lighties, bro.
They've got a good team. Now, when you're deeper, you certainly reflect that PSG team. I know it's like a young, new model, but it's a good team still.
I can see a shootout tie. See, with the Real Madrid Arsenal, I think it's either going to be a cagey one, or I'm scared to say it could get embarrassing for us. It's either going to be embarrassing or a cagey one. The PSG.
I think Mikel Arteta will make it cagey.
I hope so. I hope he Simeone's the hell out.
I think he'll make it cagey.
I hope he scumbags it, bro. Because I can't lie. I hear what you're saying to you about the guns out thing, but like I'm saying, they got bigger guns, bro. Yeah. We might have to batten down the hatches and build a fort. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
PSG Villa. I can see a shootout.
Like a Western, man.
Like a Western.
Like a Western.
I came here for a fucking shootout.
I can see that too.
Do you get me?
Really?
I can see back and forth. I can see carnage, bro. Back and forth thing.
Even after what PSG did to... Oh, sorry. It was Liverpool, wasn't it? Sorry, my bad. Even how they played against Liverpool, though. Yeah. Like, really?
But I feel like Villa will go for it as well, man. I feel like they'll go for it as well. And then PSG will want to be like, yo, we're trying to move to these lot.
Here's the interesting thing as well. Now, the fact that PSG bopped us in the first leg and then it was like a fucking very even match in the second leg. Now, it's not a surprise. Do you know what I mean? I feel like when we drew PSG, it was like, okay, it's PSG. They're a good team. Arsenal beat them in the group. Like, we'll probably go through. But since they bopped the hell out of us as well, now teams are like, Unai might be a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they know.
Okay, let me. I have to think this. I have to do this because they've done this.
Unai Emery's
against them.
Unai Emery's a good cup manager, man.
Yeah,
see FA Cup semi final draw against Crystal Palace, so it could be two cups that Villa are playing for. Obviously, they're like eight.
They win
the
Champions
the
League and the FA Cup.
Fuming.
That's a great season.
Fuming.
For them. That's
absolutely
an unbelievable
fuming.
Season for them.
Get the hell out of here, man! Oh my days!
What?
Oh my days!
That's an outrageous season.
If they manage to do that,
if they win a double.
Nah,
that's
a
double.
Insane.
That is a double.
It's actually insane,
bro. If they do that,
that's
and two, we're that's still two, suffering,
that's 2/3 of the treble.
Nah, nope.
What's so wrong with that?
Unai got us to the final. We got packed in by Chelsea. We got packed in.
I'm still waiting. Why would I have to wait? why have these man just come back that's and they've done it again? Nah.
Did you guys see that video of Lee Judges, by the way, when he was a gaffer? Bottom of the league. If you fucking loosen them lot,
is
you
it?
See that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's class, man. That's so funny. You fucking loosen them.
Man,
so
like Lee Judges, you know. Hopefully he's not gritting his teeth after the end of this Real Madrid tie. Hopefully he's... there's no way I can get out there, fam.
Oh, yeah?
No, I can't. I mean, I could go to Madrid just for bands, but they're asking for, like, photo ID to confirm. So you can't finesse a ticket in somebody else's name if you ain't got a matching photo ID.
So it's like a season to get hold of.
Yeah, it's peak, fam.
To be fair, I guess, do you know what I mean? For how many years have we been waiting to go to fucking Bernabeu and Champions League quarterfinal?
That's a hot ticket, man. They're going to be cracking down on the thing. PSV's an easy pattern, fam. It's calm, bro. You understand? Man, they get into the stadium, you might can sit wherever you like. It's calm.
Yeah.
Madrid?
Yeah.
Santiago Bernabeu?
Yeah.
Estadio? Yeah, different.
Fair, man. Fair. Well, you can say you tried, innit? Nah, big my thing.
Third and ones. All right, boys. Say we should call it there, man.
Trent.
We talked a lot of FA Cup. We talked some Trent. We talked some Saka. And yeah, like I said, FA Cup weekend is done. We're going to be getting back into the league action, guys. Hold tight. We've got London derbies all over the place. Arsenal, Fulham, Chelsea, Tottenham. We've got a Merseyside derby. Can Liverpool get back on track and seal the deal with the Premier League?
Yes, we can.
What are Arsenal, what are Aston Villa going to do in the Champions League? What are the four teams that we've spoken about at the top of the show going to be doing with the FA Cup? Yeah.
Palace to win.
It's crunch time, guys. We're at the business end of the season and the trophies are getting handed out, man.
Final stretch, baby.
From all of us, T, myself, Bobby, all the boys in the bench studios, we are over and out. Episode 155.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.